Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Secret Artists Podcast, the podcast where comedians do art and have a chat. I'm your host, Annie McGrath, and this week I'm joined by the fantastic Amy Matthews. Such a lovely girl, such a talented painter. We had a very nice time, and if you want to see our artworks from the episode, remember to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Secret Art Pod. And if you're painting along with us, then do keep sending in your artworks. We love to see them, and you're all incredibly talented. See you on the other side.
Hello, Annie.
Thanks
you?
So much for doing this. All the way from Scotland.
Yes, in a way.
Yeah. I'm going to read out an intro for you, if that's okay.
Oh, goodness. I'm dreading
this. Always the most awkward bit.
I can't wait. I'm going to make sustained eye contact.
Thank you. Amy Matthews is a comedian and actor who has been described by Broadway World as Lily Allen meets Kate McKinnon. Amy was a regular in BBC Scotland's BAFTA award-winning mockumentary Squat Squad? Scott Squad. Oh dear. And has appeared in sketches for Channel 4's Sparks series.
Squatches.
She gigs regularly around the UK and has supported former Secret Artists guest Jess Fostercue on tour.
I have.
Amy is also an artist, and I'm delighted to have her on the podcast.
Oh, that's very lovely.
Sorry about when I said Squat Squad.
Do you know what? I think it's due a rebrand.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. Squat Squad's nice, isn't it?
It's nice, yeah.
That's
hello. Thanks for coming.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. I also realised, listening to that back, I need to hope that neither Lily Allen nor Kate McKinnon get cancelled at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that's, yeah, that would be a shame.
Hopefully
wouldn't it?
They won't.
Fingers crossed.
How did you feel about that description of yourself?
I was actually fine with it. I was
okay.
Nervous.
Well done.
You've really pulled it out of the bag. That was lovely. Thank you.
So I'm right in thinking you studied art. Is that right?
I did my art A level a year early.
Ooh.
So I haven't actually studied it for ages.
Okay. Why did you do it a year early?
Because my teacher told me to.
That's huge.
Lovely Mr. Vinton.
And did you do well at it?
I did all right, yeah. And do you know what? I'm glad you've mentioned that, actually. This is terrible podcasting. But I was going through my stuff in prep for this lovely pod. Mm-hmm. I'm in my childhood bedroom at the moment because I'm staying with my folks for a couple of nights. And I realised I had all my old school artwork.
Oh, wow.
So I had a trawl through. And there's something from, I think this is year 10. So how old are you at year 10?
Gosh. Year 10, is that pre-GCSE year? Is that sort of 15, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. It's got something from my year 10 art thing, and it looks a little bit like you.
Oh my God.
So I'm have to upload this in some way. But what's really nice is it's a person peeping from behind a red curtain, so it looks like you're just about to go on stage, but it's got like kind of your hair.
Wow. It's quite, it's like a sort of face from a horror film. I see what you mean though.
Now it looks like I've just been wildly offensive towards you.
Here's one I did earlier.
Yeah.
It looks like I'm, you know, sort of about to kill someone.
It does.
Or who is it supposed to be, if not me?
Just a little brain person, just someone.
Oh, you just made her up?
Made her up from her brain.
Wow. And now you get to meet her.
I manifested you into existence.
But what was the inspo?
That's a very good face, by the way, given that you've done it from your head.
Thank you. It's a bit long. It's a bit of a long face. Mm. And the nose is bad.
I think it's good. And the hands are good. Are the hands from your mind?
I don't know. I probably just did that with my hand. I'd probably just posed my own hand, I think. Mm-hmm. I love hands. I'm fascinated by hands. I really like them.
Hands are always the part I'm most nervous about drawing or painting.
Yes, I think. But I also think they're an underrated feature, like in a person. Like, you know, people say, oh, they've got lovely eyes or they've got lovely smile. I think lovely hands are a lovely thing.
You have got nice hands.
Oh, that's
very
kind.
You've got sort of long fingers.
I've got longish fingers. I've also just started being able to grow my nails. I've had like tiny little paper boy nails.
I do like your nail art.
Thank you. It's like it's quite Halloween-y, isn't it? It's like dripping black paint.
Yeah, monochrome with some. It reminds me of the yin and yang.
Yes, it is. It is. Isn't
how
it?
Do you do your left hand? You're right-handed, aren't you?
Yeah, I do it. I do it with.
Sorry,
with
how do you do your right hand?
I do my right hand just with my left. Just you got to believe in yourself.
No, really, just back yourself.
Just back yourself.
I find
yourself.
That so difficult.
I think your hand can just smell fear. I think you just have to go in.
It's the same with if I ever do anything with my hair. I'm terrible with hair straighteners, terrible, you know, doing.
So are your lovely waves just your lovely hair?
Yeah, that's my natural hair, yeah. But if I try and do those like curled, you know, like bridesmaid curls, then I can only do it on the left-hand side of my hair.
And okay.
So how do you use your left hand? That's why I've brought you on the podcast.
I just think you've got to go in with complete conviction.
Okay.
And then very little can go wrong.
Speaking of going in with conviction, shall we start painting?
Oh gosh.
Do you want to talk me through your choice of muse?
Yeah, so my muse is chefs smoking in alleyways at the back of their restaurant.
I love that. I love that as an idea.
I just think it's so romantic. Mm-hmm. Whenever I can't quite put my finger on why I find it so poetic.
I find it disgusting. Because all I think when I see that is, oh, you're handsome, my food.
Yeah, and their little crocs are always in a sort of rat-infested puddle.
Yeah.
There's something about, I don't know what it is, there's something about it that I find very poetic and very, I think it's like sort of seeing under a car bonnet. It's like the ugly mechanics of something that on the other side
is very curtain.
I don't know why it is that I like it, but I often, this is going to make me sound insane, but I often stop in the street if I see it, like I will stop and like just have a little look.
I actually took a photo the other day, not chefs smoking, but paramedics smoking. I always find that
less poetic,
I guess not really romantic.
Oh, no.
Or disgusting, just quite sad.
But, it's quite sad.
Maybe I'll use that photo as sort of inspiration for my chefs.
Nice. Yeah, I'm good. I found a smoking chef on mine.
So you're gonna do yours like a sort of romantic image?
Well, I don't know if it's inherent. I think I just find it romantic by default. I don't think it's...
The smoke is quite a nice addition, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think it's knowing that you've sort of glimpsed a little 5 minutes of that person's rest or serenity between what you know is chaos in their workplace.
Have you ever worked in a restaurant?
I have. I worked in a golf club when I was quite young. And I worked a bit in the kitchen, a bit as wait staff, and a bit behind the bar. And you learn very quickly that people are the worst.
Yeah.
People suck.
It's good life training, I think, being a waitress.
I think that's why I went into comedy, because it means that I get the microphone, they're in my house.
Yeah, you don't have to be nice.
No. You can literally swear at them. Yeah. And they thank you for it.
So that painting that you brought with you of me,
yeah, of you,
is that the last time you put paint to paper?
No, I do you know what, when I did my undergrad, I got into painting again a lot. I used to do a lot of, I lived in Cornwall for a while.
You go to Falmouth?
No, uni? I went to Exeter University. But they've got three campuses, Exeter, and one of them is in Falmouth, so it's like near Falmouth Uni. Mm-hmm. I lived there for a few years and got really into painting landscapes again, which that's quite predictable, isn't it?
To seascapes,
lots of seascapes. God, lovely. So I got very good at painting the shore.
I love a seascape.
Yeah,
I did a lot of those in lockdown. It's quite calming.
It is very calming. And I think this, yeah, I did a bit of that. I've always really enjoyed faces. I like painting faces a lot.
Are you going to do a close up of the chef's face?
I don't know, because I think it needs a bit of mise-en-scene, doesn't it? It needs a bit of context, yeah, for sure.
Which restaurant do you imagine that your chef is working at?
Great, great question. At Back of Spoons, I reckon. let me have a think.
It used to annoy me when I worked at a restaurant that if you didn't smoke, you would never get a break.
It still makes me cross.
I said to my friend Molly, who's the manager, I was like, I don't smoke. Can I just go and stand outside for 5 minutes? Yeah. And she was like, no. Course you can't.
It's wild, isn't it?
Yeah, outrageous.
I think I'd probably start smoking to have a rest.
Well, I thought about it and then I thought that's maybe not.
Why is it saying the what?
Yeah.
But yeah, have you worked in
I worked in an Italian restaurant in Oxford a pub in Herne Hill in South East London.
Lovely.
Yeah, it was very fun. I mean, it's incredibly stressful and hard work, but it's a very sociable job. I sort of love it.
Yeah, I had really nice people. I really got on with the people I worked with, actually. Mm. I worked in my local pub as well when I was a teenager, and that was quite nice.
And when did you get into doing comedy? I can't remember what you studied at Exeter.
I did literature, English literature at undergrad, and then I did modernist poetry for my master's.
Very nice.
Which I did in Edinburgh, which is why I just sort of stayed.
Oh, yeah. So do you like living in Scotland?
I do. Yeah, I love it. I sort of split my time quite evenly now between Scotland and particularly sort of southeast of England. But yeah, it's a lovely, lovely place.
Mm-hmm. I saw you wrote an article in Chortle recently.
I did.
Dissociation.
Yes.
Are you happy to talk us through that?
Definitely. So, it was something I had quite a stressful year last year, and the fallout of it, once again, I've distracted myself because I've given my chef the tiniest little head.
I never usually use tiny head. Black paint, but I have for the sake of his sort of apron.
Oh, well done. Do we have a rubber or are we just vibing? Do you know, we don't
question.
Need...
I don't actually think I brought a rubber.
That's okay, I'll use my hand.
I'm so sorry.
Nature's rubber. Yes, so I had quite a stressful year last year, and as a result, in September 2022, I started getting episodes of dissociation, which is sort of like where you feel like once removed from your own body. It's quite a strange sensation to describe. The way I describe it in the show is like, you know when you go and see a 3D film, mm-hmm. and you take your 3D glasses off and you can see sort of two frames, like one is slightly detached and behind the other one.
Yeah.
That's sort of what it feels like. You're like detached and behind from your own body. And it's like it's often, loads of people get it for different reasons, but it's, for me, it was, I'd had a sort of prolonged period of like extreme highs and then extreme lows. And it was a way of sort of protecting me from two extremes, and it's a very odd feeling. It's sort of neutral. It's not good or bad. Mm. It's just a strange sort
how
of
did
feeling.
You know that that's what it was?
Well, I had my familiarity with it came from when I was a teenager. I had an ex-boyfriend of mine had it from, it was like a drug-induced side effect. And I remember him describing it to me. The way he put it quite cleverly, actually. He said, you know, when you watch like Peep Show, mm. and you can see how the characters are interacting with each other, and it is that kind of, there's an awareness of being like once removed from like the sort of voice that you're listening to.
Yeah.
That's how he'd sort of described it. And then when I was at uni, I had an ear infection years ago, and the side effect of that was dissociation. And so I knew what it was when it happened.
Yeah.
I remember I was sat in a seminar, and I was looking at my hands going, well, I know they're my hands.
Is it like you stop feeling sensation in them?
It's just dulled. It's, you know, like, or if you're like really hungover, you sort of feel like everything is slightly numbed out a little bit. It's mm-hmm. kind of like that.
I definitely feel like I read your article and I definitely was like, I think I've had that loads. Well,
so do you know what? That's a really nice thing that has happened off the back of both the article, but also the show itself, because the show talks about it a fair bit. And that's been the really nice thing about it, is that I've had strangers either message me afterwards or get in touch and say, oh my God, I've had that and didn't know there was a name for it. Or
I just thought it was like a sort of side effect of feeling low or depressed.
Yeah, yeah, it can be like so many different things. And yeah, it's just a very strange sense. And as I say, it's sort of neutral. It's neither good or bad. It's just, it just is.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just something that I think so many people are familiar with the sensation of, but didn't know there was like a word for it. Mm. So it's been nice that that's sort of reached a few people, I suppose.
Yeah. I've definitely had gigs where, I don't know whether this job just lends itself better to feelings like that, but when you're sort of having to be in the moment in the room, but you're also remembering material, or I've often, in bad gigs more than good gigs, had that feeling of like watching myself from above.
Oh, yes. And also, I don't know if you get this, but I have two monologues happening when I'm on stage. So I've got the one that's coming out of my mouth, and then I've got the one that's happening in my head that's like, that woman's going to knock her wine over. I can she's knocked
have
it over.
Both happening simultaneously, I think.
And they are like their whole words happening, you know. It's not just it's like two tapes playing at once. Mm-hmm.
And does creating help with those feelings, like being creating art or
that's
writing?
That's a good question. I think when it's happening less and less now because things are slightly less stressful for me. But yeah, I think it's definitely a way of, I think when it comes to writing or drawing or anything like that, in a way you're almost leaning into the dissociation. You're sort of, there's something meditative about it, isn't there? Where you're almost disengaging a little bit. So in some way it probably, have you heard the theory that if you're anxious, you should just pretend that you're excited? And because the symptoms are very similar, you sort of trick your brain into going, this is the same thing. I wonder whether sort of drawing or writing mindlessly for dissociation might do the same thing, where you sort of lean into the symptoms of it and then it becomes something else.
I've definitely had that with nerves, when you have to just sort of act like you're not nervous, or talk about it less, or imagine the gig going really well, and then if it does, you're like, great, I just chose to believe that was going to happen.
My friend Susan Riddle, very good comedian, she said apparently the chemical assault we sort of inflict on our bodies every time we go on stage is equivalent to a small car crash. Isn't that mad?
That's awful. I do think this is probably the worst job for your body of all time.
Yes.
The extreme highs and extreme lows.
Yep.
And yeah, I guess just that constant adrenaline rush.
Yeah, it's not...
You're like putting your body in fight or flight all the time.
Totally, totally. And then having to recalibrate afterwards. And I think, you know, that's why there's a lot of... substance abuse and all sorts in this line of work. I think there's lots of people require a way to recalibrate after. Mm-hmm. It's funny, speaking about hospitality as well, it's the same thing. You know, there's so much kind of drink and drugs in hospitality for the same reason. You know, you finish a shift at 2 a.m. and then you need something that's gonna gonna even you out, don't you?
Yeah.
Luckily, I'm petrified of drugs.
They're scary. Don't do drugs,
I find
kids.
Them very scary. I have no judgment at all for anyone who does them recreationally, but I...
do drugs, kids.
Do drugs, everyone. Be cool.
Hello, it's me, Annie McGrath, from Secret Artist Podcast. Just thought I'd pop in and interrupt myself to promote my gig, Annie McGrath and Friends, which is coming up on the 31st of October, a.k.a. Halloween. Ooh... If you're not out trick-or-treating, then I would urge you to come to 21 Soho, where I will be joined by a fantastic lineup of comedians. Vittorio Angeloni, Elf Lyons, Sean McLaughlin, Dan Cook and Bronwyn Sweeney. And it's going to be a great night of stand-up. So book tickets via 21 Soho's website and hopefully see you there. Ooh, I'm scared.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Do you have any favourite artists?
Oh, I do. I've got quite a few.
There's a good art scene in Edinburgh, isn't there?
There is very good art scene in Edinburgh. I remember the first painting that I remember like stopping me in my tracks was, I think it's Olivia Verhoeven.
Mm.
It's called I think Event One. And it was in the Saatchi, gosh, probably 2012, 13.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this sort of really long landscape canvas where it's like a really surreal scene,
yeah,
of people in like an events hall. And it's and it makes you feel like when you walk past it, you feel like you're in the scene. The way that's this sort of sporadic... sort of strange otherworldly event going on, and the way it's positioned means that, yeah, when you step in front of it, you sort of feel like you're in it. And I thought that was really amazing. Cool. So yeah, that was the first thing I really sort of loved. I like a lot of surrealism. I like Max Ernst and I've got some Dora Carrington and Dorothy Tanning
mm-hmm.
In my room. Aubrey
Beardsley.
Like
she's been sort of overlooked until
completely. Completely.
She's
and
sort of Dali-esque, isn't she? But
yeah, very, very...
a woman.
Of course. Just, she's got a really brilliantly, yeah, wonderful brain. And there's some of her stuff's really funny as well.
Mm.
But yeah, so there's... And do you know what? The modern gallery in Edinburgh's got some brilliant surrealist stuff. Got a really good surrealism collection.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, what other artists do I really love?
Do you get to go to a lot of exhibitions?
I try as much as possible. And do you know what? It's always such a good thing. Obviously, we travel so much with this job. Mm. And galleries, we're very fortunate in this country, tend to be free. So I try as much as possible to go to galleries or museum spaces when I'm in a new city.
Yeah.
One of my favourites actually is the Baltic in Newcastle. I think it's such a great space.
Do you know what? I don't think I've ever been to Newcastle.
It's so great. I love it so much. And
actually, maybe I have for one gig, but I think it was like...
In and out. Yeah.
Train back to Leeds.
One of those.
Yeah.
But it's... that's an amazing space. And Heather Phillipson, who I think probably in popular culture is mainly known for her fourth plinth installation.
Yes.
She did the whipped cream with the fly and the drone on it.
Yeah,
the cherry on top. Yeah, and but her installation in the Baltic, it escapes me what it was called now, but was one of the most incredible, like immersive exhibitions I've ever seen. She like recreated a futuristic sort of agricultural farm.
Oh, cool.
So there was like these mounds of soil and like a giant cat and all this farm equipment with augmented reality seagulls in it, and she pumped the smell of manure through the space. It was wild. It was absolutely bonkers, but brilliant. I thought it was so good. And I was in there.
If you do that for your Edinburgh show, pump the smell of manure.
I think most of the venues come with that ready made.
True. Do you own any art, Amy?
What art do I own? Do you know, I've got a really early print of, there's a brilliant artist called Jasmine Mills, who, again, I think she's represented by Saatchi, actually, and she lived with a friend of mine when I was at uni, and I did a piece on her, like our student paper, and because I was just obsessed with her stuff. It's amazing. She does really interesting. Do you know what? I think very up your strata. She does quite similar kind of slightly abstract figures in sort of expansive landscapes, and
that's my dream.
And she's brilliant. And there was a piece of hers that I loved, and she gave me a very, very good deal on a print of it when I first moved to Edinburgh. Now she's all very successful and stuff, which is nice.
We could sell it on.
I've got that in my flat. I've got also, I think formerly of this podcast as well, Rob Orton. I've got one of his originals in my room. He did a poster for, I think in pastels or chalk, I can't quite remember, of In Heaven the Onions Make You Laugh. And he's got this, he sort of drew a big onion in the middle, and his lovely font that he does on everything.
Brilliant.
So I've got that in my room. I've got some Aubrey Beardsley prints as well.
Nice.
This was really lovely, actually. My show last year, I had a cartoonist from The New Yorker come, and she made a cartoon based off one of the punchlines in my show, and like wrote my name on the little plant pot in the scene.
Cool.
And I got that sort of printed and framed and put in my room. So I've got some bits and bobs. There's a photographer called Sue Burnell as well, I think Edinburgh based, who does a lot of really beautiful photography. Mm-hmm. And I went to her exhibition and bought one of her sort of small prints. Does very sort of Wes Anderson-esque, symmetrical, muted palette pieces, and they're really nice as well.
I love your poster for Edinburgh, your underwater scene. That's very cool.
That was an ordeal.
Yeah, how did you do that?
Well, I went to, so my local swimming pool is Drumshoe Baths, which is like an old Victorian bathhouse that like there's no way in hell I could ever afford. But it's like a sort of one of these private members bath club things that I find very daunting. Mm. And we just hired it for 2 hours, and I was just in like normal clothes, and I had to like dive to the bottom of the pool. It's like a 2 meter pool. Let all of the air out of my lungs at the bottom, because otherwise you just float to the top, because your lungs act as like buoyancy aids. So you get to the bottom of the pool in all your clothes, let all the air out of your lungs, and then just as your body is like, oh well, we're about to keel over, you've got to sort of look demure and open your eyes and mouth and pose.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you had your eyes open.
I'm all right with my eyes open. I'm a bit of a water baby. I really love being in water. Yeah, it's great. So I did that bit was all right, but it was the sort of almost drowning that was a bit more
and
stressful.
How was the photographer, how could he see?
Oh, she's amazing.
She's
gosh. we're absolutely buggered at that.
Sexism really really
she's Felicity Crawshaw, amazing. She does a lot of water photography, but she's also done editorial stuff as well. So I was like, she's the perfect person to ask. And she came up and she had a sort of submersible camera with a little mirror on the top so that she could see what was doing.
It's
very,
cool.
Yeah, it's very clever.
And is that a theme to do with your show? Is it?
It's a little bit linked to the sensation of dissociation, but also it's very uncool to like Hozier these days, but I've really got into his second album. There's an album he's got called Wasteland Baby, and one of the lyrics in it was the choiceless hope in grief, which is very dramatic, but it's sort of the log line for the show. And the album artwork for that is him underwater. So I sort of thought I'd pay homage to that, to that at the same time as it sort of being thematically relevant as well.
Oh, nice.
I think that's the most fun thing.
Photo of it.
Sent him the photo of it.
Yeah.
No, maybe I should. I imagine he's got quite a lot on.
I don't know.
He might like it, mightn't he? Who's to say?
For my last Edinburgh show, I had a lamb round my neck.
I saw that poster. It was glorious.
Quite a fun poster.
How did you do that?
Me and Ed Moore, the photographer, went to a farm in Newbury, and this very nice couple who owned a load of Jacob's lambs just let me try out a few on my neck.
Really?
And some of them were very not into it, but...
Oh, but that's lovely, isn't it?
That one that just sort of, yeah, I managed to get in a very good position, and he was sweet. But just after I did that poster, there was like a big advertising campaign. I can't remember what fashion magazine, but something like Vogue or Elle or something. And Harry Styles was doing the exact same thing.
You did it first.
I did it first. Are you doing a sort of puff of smoke coming out?
I am doing a little puff of smoke, yeah.
Me too.
I've realised I'm still in pencil land. I've not even touched paint yet.
Interesting. Well, you can stay in pencil land if you'd prefer.
Do you know what? We'll see. I'm quite scared of acrylics.
I'm fully in paint land.
Great.
I'm almost in finish land, weirdly.
Stop it. You're not.
Maybe I'm moving on.
I think it's because I've just been gabbing, haven't I?
No, but that's good. Because you're the guest. If you could own any artwork in the world, which would you choose?
Goodness me. Any artwork in the world. Ina Klein and Natch Music by Dorothy Tanning. I think.
Which one is that?
It's the one where it's a corridor with a little girl walking down it and all the gravity's inverted.
Oh, yes.
And there's a sort of, she's sort of puppet-like, and there's a sunflower that seems to be alive.
Yes.
And a crack of light in the door. I think it's the closest anyone's got to capturing what it's like to have a dream.
Hmm.
I think it's a very, very... uncanny representation of like a weird, unnerving dream.
Have you ever painted your dreams?
I won't wish that on the world.
Do you have quite dark dreams?
I've got sometimes, but I get very visceral. Like I can remember my dreams quite well, and they feel very real. So when I wake up, sometimes it sort of carries into the day a little bit. And I get sleep paralysis as well, so that can be quite fun.
What does that mean?
So it's where there's a delay between your body waking up and your like consciousness coming around. So basically I feel awake before my body's caught up. So it's like for a split second, it's probably only a matter of seconds, but it feels like minutes, where you can't... you're completely awake, you're conscious, but you can't move your body at all.
That's horrible.
And it's quite common that people sort of hallucinate with it. I tend not to have visual hallucinations, but I get oral hallucinations, AU hallucinations. Mm. It's like I had one the other week where I could just hear screaming loudly.
And it was just in your head.
Yeah, so I ostensibly woke up, couldn't even open my eyes, couldn't move my body, and I could hear what felt like 30 to 40 people in the room just screaming at the top of their lungs.
Maybe there were 30 or 40 people in the room.
Maybe they made a sharp exit, if that's the case.
That sounds quite terrifying.
It is quite terrifying. The first time I ever had it, I was in a car. Not driving. I remember thinking, oh my God, I'm paralysed. I'm paralysed. And then it's very strange.
Have you always had that since you were little? Or was this a recent...
No, I think I only started getting it when I was about 19, something like that.
Is it stress related, do you think?
Do you know, I've noticed it happens more when I'm going through periods of change, when there's like unsettled, something's unsettled.
Mm.
You'd be a very good therapist, Danny.
Do you think?
Yeah, you have a very gentle way of asking
really
quite intense questions. Have you always been mad?
It's great. I think it's the paints.
It is, isn't it? It's when your hands are occupied. Do you get ASMR?
Do I understand it?
Well, I think this is a bit of a common misconception, I think, because people are like, obviously people that watch ASMR are like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's like ASMR stands for autosensory meridian response. So like it's the physical response that you get from watching it. So like the, you know, like if someone's tickling your arm,
yeah,
and you get that sort of lovely, relaxing, goosebumpy thing. Mm-hmm. That's ASMR. And then it's sort of translated.
So as in, do I get that?
Yeah, so do you get that sensation?
I don't think I've probably listened to enough to know. Okay. I understand that it can be very relaxing.
It's lovely, yeah. But I think my earliest memory of getting it is watching, do you know the film Stepmom?
I do, but I haven't seen it.
Susan Sarandon and Julia Roberts. There's a bit where Julia Roberts teaches her stepdaughter how to paint trees.
Mm.
And she's got a little paintbrush and some watercolours, and she tells her to make the sound where she goes shh, 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 as she's painting the leaves on the trees.
Mm.
And I think that's the first thing that ever gave me ASMR.
Oh, really?
And yeah, it's nice to have. That's a really nice thing when you listen to this podcast. You get to hear pencils and paint.
Mm,
and
I like this noise.
Lovely noise. Lovely noise. Very good.
Does that help with painting trees? Going shh, 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 shh,
I think when the technique she uses, she sort of splays the brush and then just dabs it.
I'd say personally, Julia Roberts, for trees, I like to use a dry brush.
Do
for the
you
leaves.
Really?
Yeah.
In fact,
I have, not with me, but in my studio, I have a specific brush that I use for leaves on trees.
No.
That's like quite dry and bristly, almost like a brush you'd use to sort of paint a shed or something.
Oh, fantastic.
Quite thick, dry, splayed leaves.
Oh,
leaves?
Good.
Splayed, what are they called? Bristles.
Bristles, yeah.
But that's my tree brush.
Oh, fantastic. I love that you have a studio and you go and spend time in it.
Thank you. It's expensive and I'm, yeah.
But it's your job. You're an artist.
Yeah, I guess it is my job. It's weird though, isn't it? When you're like, no one would care if I sort of painted this tree or not. But then you sort of do it and you hope that someone might.
I've been to one of your exhibitions. It was gorgeous.
Oh yeah, that was very nice of you to come to that.
It was lovely. It was just so great.
A group exhibition. That was at Candid Arts, wasn't it?
It was. And it was very, very good.
Thank you. That's me trying to get better at taking compliments.
Good.
Thank you.
You did very well. Not to double down on another compliment, but you took that very well.
I'm always quite cynical when I see people doing paint in like film or TV.
Yes.
Have you seen Black Mirror, the recent series?
Do you know, I haven't. I've really fallen behind with Black Mirror.
I won't spoil it for you, but in episode 3 of the new series, there's quite a lot of oil painting that goes on.
Is there?
But as soon as, I don't want to give anything away, but as soon as he asked for the oil paints in the scene, I looked at the palette and I was like, that's acrylic.
Oh, that's stressful.
And then
so
that was
clear,
it. My disbelief was
suspended. Oh, what a shame.
There's a difference, guys.
Before I decide whether to commit to doing something, how long have we got left?
I'd say we've got about 10, 15 minutes.
Okay, I'm not going to commit to that.
Oh, no, but I don't want to stop you doing something that, you know, it might change your life forever.
Oh.
What was it? Out
I
of interest.
I didn't know whether to just paints like a bit of wall like black. I don't want to waste your lovely paints.
Oh, don't worry about that at all. They're here to be used.
There's a really lovely painting, I think by Dora Carrington, called a Study of Lytton Strachey's Hands.
Mm.
And it's Lytton Strachey sort of holding a book, but it almost looks like they're in prayer, like his hands are in prayer.
Oh, wow.
And they're these really like beautiful, elegant hands. It's a lovely, lovely painting.
Okay, that's not what mine are.
Yeah, yeah, one of mine's a little bit Lego-y, actually. I'm not delighted with one of them.
Quick fire round. Oil or watercolour?
Oil.
Portrait or landscape?
Portrait, I'm afraid.
Acting or reacting?
Reacting.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
It's medium dependent.
Okay, so in fine art?
I'm afraid so, I think, yeah.
And in music?
Nuance is the enemy of the quick fire round,
I
isn't
know,
it?
It is. I've said that before.
I think there's nuance to that, and it's again, it's very dependent on context and mm-hmm. crime. And,
should and, I give some examples of crime? Relationship.
Yeah, sure. Let's get white collar crime. I reckon we're probably fine with
tortured artist or practical police officer.
Oh, tortured artist. I think I'm afraid.
Essex or Edinburgh.
Oh. How do I upset everyone? Preston. Let's go with him.
Incorrect. Lily Allen or Kate McKinnon?
Oh, goodness me.
Have you met either of them?
I haven't met either of them, no. I've not even seen either of them. Oh, goodness me. I should not be finding this question harder than can you separate the art from the artist? Oh, they're both just brilliant, aren't they? Can I have them both?
Yeah, you can.
Thank you.
Talk about or think about art?
Think.
Looking at a painting close up or far away?
Close up, I think, yeah.
Private view or view of privates?
A view of privates.
Art or music?
Where does one end and the other begin?
Thank you.
We just don't know.
Art or books?
As above, I think. Yeah, I think they're quite indistinguishable.
Comedy or painting?
Let's keep me in the job. Comedy.
And finally, painting from life, landscape or still life?
Life, yeah. We had a lady that came in to our school as a life model and she'd fall asleep every time. And
oh,
I thought,
really?
I don't think I'll ever be that relaxed.
No, I also don't think I would be very still. I'm quite a sort of, I move
fidgety.
Quite a lot in my sleep.
I tried to become a life drawing model. When I first moved to Edinburgh, I wanted some extra cachola and thought, I think I'll probably be quite good at that. I'm quite good at being still. I don't mind that as a concept. And I like life drawing myself. And no one would have me.
Really?
They were like, have you got experience? I was like, well, I've been naked before. And if you need...
Yeah, I mean, how much experience do you need?
Yeah. I was like, if you need any sort of... proof that I don't mind being in front of crowds, being vulnerable.
Yeah. And they just said, just a flat out no.
Yeah, they were just like, no, you need to have done it before. I was like, well so where do you start?
Yeah, circle, isn't it?
That's not really something you could do work experience for, is it?
Yeah.
It's frowned upon.
Just
certainly.
Send them some needs and be like, does this count for experience?
Oh dear. It's nice actually. My flatmate and I, we try to do. It's quite reminiscent of this. We have a porter colour night where we drink port and paint with watercolours.
Oh, that's nice.
When we're both in the flat and don't have anything to do, which is rarer and rarer these days.
I think you have to be sort of delicate and patient with watercolour.
I think so.
Neither of which.
I am with you on that.
Okay, I'm so nearly done. How are you getting on?
Yeah, I think I could...
I'm just going to frame my sort of man in the window.
You're good.
And then I'm going to sign it. Hey, Amy, we've got the same initials.
We do.
Second guest.
We're the Arctic
to have
Monkeys
the same...
album.
Yeah.
Who was our other guest?
Anya Magliano.
Of course. Oh, look at us, the little AMs. Yeah. But you sign with paint, don't you?
Yeah, I shouldn't have done that, should I?
No, but that's nice. I think that's very pro, isn't it?
Is it?
Again, I've gone pure pencil.
Have you used paint at all?
I've not used a jot of paint.
Wow. Do you know what? That saves me making
Great.
A new palette for the next guest.
Great.
And that's just an insight into the logistics of recording this podcast.
Oh, in that case, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
I think my special will be coming out YouTube. Yeah. It's called Moreover the Moon, and it's last year's show.
Nice.
So I think that should be out and about by the time this goes out.
Where did you film it?
I filmed it at Monkey Barrel Comedy Club.
Nice.
B3, a very special place. the home club in many ways.
It's a lovely venue, that.
Yeah, it's great. It's very, very cool.
Okay.
Are we going to reveal it?
I think we are, yeah.
If this was like the end of Golden Balls. Did you ever watch that?
No, I didn't.
The Jasper Carrot.
I like the reference.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, I'm worried mine's going to be really pants.
No, it's not.
I think it might be.
I mean,
accidentally looks like is it William Defoe or Daniel Defoe? Which one's the guy who's in everything, and which one's the guy that wrote everything?
Didn't Daniel write everything?
Daniel wrote everything. William Defoe. I think I've accidentally drawn William Defoe in some Crocs.
I love that. Oh, I've not done any footwear on mine. Okay, should we reveal?
Oh, I think we must.
Da 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 da. Oh, I love him. Yours looks like Van Gogh.
So it does. As in, like, it looks like the man Van Gogh.
The man looks like the man Van Gogh.
Yours is beautiful.
Yours is beautiful. Yours has got the romance to it, I think.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, and I would put that on my wall, what you've done. Oh, look at it. It's stunning. Thanks.
I love yours. I love that your shading is perfect as well.
Do you think? Oh, that's very kind. That's very nice. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. What a pleasure. Thanks so much for doing this.
Oh, this has been so lovely.
Very relaxing start to the day.
Very relaxing start to the day.
Thank you, Amy. I'm going to press stop. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to Amy for being fantastic. You can follow Amy on social media at Amy F. Matthews. And if you want to see our paintings from today, then follow Secret Artists on social media at Secret Art Pod. You can also make a one-off donation via the link in the show notes. And if you enjoyed it, then why not leave us a lovely 5-star review? We also love it when you continue to paint along with us and send us in your artwork. So please do keep doing that. It's lovely to see your work. You're all incredibly talented. Apart from that one guy that sent in that. No, I won't go there. Joking. All right. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Goodbye.
Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.